Blog Talk Radio.
Praise
and
mama,
praise in my mouth, and a
be to God. We praise God because we are winners. We are winners in Christ. We are victorious in Christ. Welcome to Victory Against All Odds on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Please call someone, text someone, and let them know that we are on the air here live. Today is Wednesday, October the 16th, 2013. The chat room is open for those that have access to the computer and want to get on into the chat room. You may do so. Type your questions or comments. Please feel free to respond at will. No distractions, please. For any of my first-time listeners, Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for the family where we talk about some of the struggles that families face as it relates to the issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. This also leads to other discussions that may come as a result of this residue from these issues of life. And from that, we go into the Word of God from time to time just to strengthen those who have been in the battlefield and need to come in to be strengthened and renewed. So let's talk. Please grab your pen and the paper and write down some notes, some important things, something that might be of value to you, or some scriptures that you may be able to go back and read at a later time. And so let's get started. My email address is oddsagainstu@yahoo.com. Again, it's odds_against_U@yahoo.com. You may email me, and please, on the subject line, if you would put capital V, capital A, capital A, capital O. You may also leave a message on my confidential voicemail at 641-715-3900. Access code is 343-658-POUND. Again, that number is 641-715-3900. Access code is 343-658-POUND. And you may leave a detailed message on the confidential voicemail. You may leave your prayer request, and I will contact you as soon as the Lord releases me to. If you care to write, or even if you want to leave a love offering, you may do so at Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. Again, that's P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. And lastly, you may visit the website at www.v as in victor, a as in apple, a as in alpha, o as in open.weebly.com, and simply go to the contact us, leave your comment concern, and I will respond accordingly. We praise God for today is Wednesday. We praise God for today. For today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Again, I just thank each and every one of you for joining me live. It has been a minute. Victory Against All Odds has been busy. We've been on the road. We've been favored. So we've been traveling as well as the Lord has blessed. Just moved into my new home. And so things have been quite busy. And so I have been missing you all on the air. And so I thank God for your prayers your emails from time to time and just staying connected. And we just thank God for today. This is the 10th month, which is October. And we praise God because October, which represents 10, represents being complete. It represents being full in Christ. It represents a complete cycle. It represents God's complete order. In the beginning, you know, the earth was void. It was dark. It was cold. And God came in and he set order. He turned on the light, and then he began to set order in the earth. And so we just thank God for him being God all by himself and the godly things that he's done. Today, I wanted to just talk about enduring, you know, during this hour and this season. We hear of things that are going on in the world, quakes and tsunamis and government shutdowns, and then we have our own individual battles, and we have our own struggles, our own fight, our own tribulations, our own trials, whether it be in the family, in the family, out the family, in the church, out the church. But in all this, we still must learn to endure. He that endureth shall. That's what the word says. He that endureth. And so we're going to talk about what enduring consists of. What does the word have to say about enduring? When we're enduring something, that means we're going, we're pressing against the resistance of something. We're moving forward, or we're just battling down the hatches. So we've been enduring, and so the word of God gives us instructions about enduring. And usually when I think about enduring, I always think about storms. You know, this is the season of I want to say it's hurricanes, tropical storms. And so when we hear that a storm is coming, what do? We have to prepare. We have to buckle down, and we have to endure that storm. We have to get the supplies that we need. We have to board up our windows, and we have to gather whatever supplies, whatever tools we need in order to prepare to endure and ride out the storm. And so my subtitle is The Storm Has Passed. Now, if we go to the Word of God, of course we've got to start at the beginning. So if you have pencil and paper, or if you grab your Bibles, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 9, and we're going to start at the 7th verse. And, of course, we know in chapter 9 we're talking about Noah. You know, at this point in time, we know that the flood has come. And this wasn't the first flood. It actually was the second. Because we know that the word, the God's existence didn't start with Genesis 1 and 1. So we know that at this point in time, the flood has come, and Noah has gathered in the instructions of the Lord, and he has taken his family, and he has taken two of every kind of living creature, and he has built the ark, and they are in the ark of safety. So if we start at the 7th verse of Genesis 9, it reads, "As for you, be fruitful and increase in number, multiply on the earth and increase upon it." Verse 8 says, "Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds and the livestock and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth." Verse 11 says, "I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by water of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." Praise the Lord. Sounds like a promise to me. Verse 12 says, "And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and I will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth, wherein I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appeared in the clouds." Verse 15 says, "I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living things, creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the cloud, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth." Praise the Lord. "And the Lord says to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. Praise the Lord. So we see that God has made a covenant with man and with every living thing on the earth. His signature, the signature of God, is truly a beautiful thing to look upon. How many of you would agree with that? We're talking about the rainbow. And this was the first sign of a rainbow in the cloud after the storm has passed. So, to look upon a rainbow in the sky after much rain brings about a peace to one's spirit. And I believe that those of you that are listening and that would listen in the days to come would agree with that. I personally can recall riding down to South Carolina this summer, this past June, during a season of much rain. And depending on what region you are in, I know on the East Coast, South, we had much rain during the summer months. It was one of the mildest summers that I can recall in some time. We're getting rain. I mean, it was torrential downpours for weeks every single day. Sometimes those pour downs came with strong winds and hail. But on this particular day that I was headed to South Carolina, actually, yeah, I was headed to South Carolina, and then I went on into Georgia. I had already prayed before I was getting on the road, and seemingly the storm was always behind me. So I had missed the storm before arriving in the set place at that particular set time. The storm had already passed. Henceforth came the rainbow, God's signature written across the sky saying, all is well. This is a reminder of the covenant that God made between us and all life on earth. The storm is over. Glory to God for keeping his promises. I praise God for him keeping his promises. And there's just nothing sweeter than to look in the sky and see God's signature saying, all is well. The storm is over. So we all have storms in our lives at one time or another. These storms in our lives can cause us to become unstable or unwavering in our faith, our peace, our steadfastness. If our anchor doesn't hold tight, then we'll be tossed to and fro like a ship without a sail in the sea. And we'll find ourselves in the spirit of fear because our anchor is not holding. So I want to make sure that while we're going through the storm, that we remember the covenant and that our anchor holds. So in the natural, we know that there are various types of storms in our forecast. Praise the Lord. In the natural, we have like 9 types of storms, and depending on what region you live in, these storms cause various types of damage. Now, I'm not going to go necessarily through all the storms, but whether it be a roof damage or wind damage or hail damage or shingle damage or tornado damage or flood damage or personal possession damage, they all have an effect on our lives, and they change our future sometimes forever. And if you live in an area and you've ever been through a tornado or a tsunami or a hurricane, an earthquake, then you understand the results of the destruction can be very devastating, even down to a fire. It's just very devastating to your spirit. So as it is in the natural, it is also in the spiritual when we go through storms. Sometimes those storms in our lives can cause great damage, causing us to doubt God. Some of those storms in our lives can cause us to have no peace in our homes, in our minds, in our spirits, just as those storms on the sea can cause high tides and raging winds from time to time. We, too, can experience the waves in our lives that would make us believe that we are about to go under or cause us to feel like We are about to drown, or the high tide is about to take us, or we've been backed in a corner, or we're about to drown, or our anchor isn't going to hold. So we need to make sure, hallelujah, that we our anchors hold, and that we are not operating out of the spirit of doubt and fear. Glory to God. So, when we are in this period of uncertainty in our life, when we're going through storms, our mind is consumed with our situation, our circumstance, our trial and our tribulations, and we often sometimes forget the covenant promise that the Lord has made when we are going through the storm. And so therefore the enemy would have us to think there is no way of escape. And if some of you can remember, there used to be a song that the saints used to sing back in the day. There is a storm out in the ocean, and it is moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. We don't want to be drifted away because our soul is not anchored in Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, let's go to the Word of God. In Revelations 2 and 10, the Word of God reads, "For none of these things which thou shalt suffer, fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. 10 days. Remember, 10 days represents complete. It represents a complete cycle. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Glory to God. So the scripture tells us, first, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. And right here, the scripture is telling us that we shall suffer. Shouldn't be a surprise that we go through storms, because the Lord has already told us that we're going to have trials and tribulations. Amen. And then it says, "Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison." In other words, he is saying some of you are going to be held captive, or feel like you've been held captive, so that you may be tried. 10 days represents to be complete. So in order to go through the trial, God is saying that in order to be matured in Christ, strengthened in him, you're going to have to go through a cycle of being tried by the faith in order to bring a place of maturity, growth, strength in him. And then it says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Glory be to God. The Word of God reminds us to fear none of these things. What things? Your storm, your trials, your tribulations, your obstacles, your stumbling blocks. Fear not. These things come to trap you or cause you to feel captive or stagnant or bound or chained or locked up. Praise God. Paul and Silas locked up in jail because they stood for righteousness. How many of you are willing to endure for righteousness' sake? Glory to God. "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. You shall have tribulations in your life. The testing produces perseverance, which then manifests your maturity in Christ. When we have been tested, tried by the faith, our faith then becomes genuine." Praise God. Our faith becomes genuine because we have been tested and we have been tried. We have been proven. And so therefore, there's a transformation that takes place. Because you know that God has you. There is a reward, hallelujah, for enduring. If you endure, you shall. Praise God. You shall. There is a reward for you. The word of God says so. Remember, the rainbow represents God's covenant agreement. But God says, be faithful, yet still unto death. For I have a reward for you if you would just endure. I will give you what? A crown of life. For the word of God says in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's important. First, we've got to believe that he is. And then secondly, we must diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God simply is marked by a persevering, painstaking effort to seek God for the promise that he has given unto us. Seeking him, persevering, enduring with an effort. That means it has to be an effort. You can't just believe without effort, without literally seeking him. That means you have to provide some action to this thing. Faith requires action on your part, on our part. Now let's go to James 1:12, and it says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." Glory be to God. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Blessed. How many of you feel blessed when you are in the fiery furnace? I can honestly say I don't feel blessed when I'm in the fiery furnace. As a matter of fact, if we be honest, a lot of us, when we are in the fiery furnace, the last thing you're thinking about is being blessed. Surely not feeling blessed at the time of our testing. We're angry. Some may be mad and bitter, and you just want it all to stop. You want it all to go away. I know that for myself, and I stopped talking about you, but just talking about me, that I cried out and I asked God, why am I enduring this test? Why am I going through? Why is the heat turned up? Why am I not understanding? If we would cry out to God, we know that God hears our cry because the word of God tells us that. So if we be honest, sometimes even wonder or ponder the question of being cursed. Because one trial is followed by another trial, followed by another test, followed by another test, followed by another trial. And we just seem to be caught up in this cycle going around the mountain, not getting anywhere, but landing in the same spot, always in a trial. Never seeing the manifestation of rest. Praise the Lord. Or perhaps some of you feel like you don't. It just doesn't end. Which is what I just said. You're just going around the mountain, and it just seems to not have an end to this thing. But perhaps you have. When we're going through a trial, sometimes we've been downtrodden and we're tired and we're weary, then we have no hope, joy, no peace while we're going through the trial, the test, the storm. Or perhaps you simply don't have the faith to believe in the word of God, that if you trust God and not fear the things you shall suffer. Once the storm passed, the high tides, the thunderstorms, the lightning, the raging winds, the hail, the destruction, once that passes, then we are able to begin to look in the sky and see that rainbow and know that the storm has passed. But once you have you've launched your anchor, you can look up and you can see that rainbow in the cloud and remember the covenant. Glory to God. Remember God's signature, all is well. The storm has passed, it's over. Then you can walk in his fullness, complete. Remember, October represents being complete, being full. But you have to endure. And when you endure, God has a promise. He says he promised. There's a reward, a crown of life. Glory be to God. How exciting is it to have a crown of life? That is a reward for your endurance. Don't be weary in well-doing. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I have about 13 minutes left, and I'm not going to be with you very long this evening. But I just want to remind you that one of the things that is very important when we are going through our storm, our test, when we are enduring, is Hebrews 11 and 1, and that is faith. We have to have the faith to believe that God is going through the storm with us and that he's not going to allow us to go under, he's not going to allow us to be overtaken, and that he is not going to allow us to drown. But because he has given us power, he has given us power to speak to the storm, speak peace to that storm. You have the ability and the strength to endure. Jesus did. Jesus endured. He endured. He endured being ridiculed, lied on, spit, beaten beyond recognition, whooped, called everything but who he was. He endured. He endured. He carried his own cross, hung on the cross, and gave up the ghost so that we would not have to. Glory be to God. And he left us with power to endure the trials and the tribulations and the testing of our faith, to make us strong, to make us mature in our faith in him. And then he also, not only did he leave us a comforter, but he gave us power to speak to the winds and the waves, glory be to God, and tell them to be still. So I'm saying this because with everything that is going on around us, with government shutdowns and debt ceilings and health care and, you know, your own tribulations and our children taking us through and our husbands and our wives not doing right and ministry and just and financial woes, we still have to trust and believe in the word of God. We must endure. Now, the other thing that we must endure is what Jesus endured. We must endure for righteousness' sake. We must stand boldly. We must proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. We must be willing to walk alone. We must be willing to be lied on, spit on, called everything but a child of God for righteousness' sake. We cannot be in this hour walking in the spirit of compromise. We can no longer be like the world. We must separate ourselves, and we must not conform to the things of this world. We must renew our mind. Glory be to God. So we must have Hebrews 11, the now faith. To have faith now, we must have revelation of the present truth. On one last point, now faith or a call or a cry out for us to move or advance to a greater level in believing God's word as it applies to all areas of our life. But in order for this to happen, men and women of God, we need revelation to pave the way to a new dimension. Because when we endure, he is setting us up for a new dimension, a new level in him. That is part of the reason why it is important that we endure. But in order for this to happen, again, we need revelation to pave the way to a new dimension. If we walk in the now, we must recognize God's revelation for this time, this present time, what we're in right now, what we hear right now. But we can't be moved by what we see and what we hear other than being planted and rooted in the Word of God. We cannot walk in the present truth with yesterday's revelation because Hebrews 11 and 1 says now faith, meaning always in the present. Glory be to God. I have about 8 minutes left. God bless you. I thank God for you for this evening. I hope that I said something that encouraged your heart. I pray that I said something that would change your mindset, that would strengthen you, that would allow you to endure just a little bit longer. Because remember that when we look up, we can see the rainbow in the sky. The rainbow, which is God's signature, letting us know it is well. It is God's covenant to himself and to all living time of his covenant between him and life on earth. The storm is over. Glory be to God. Thank each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me on Victory Against All Odds. Thank each and every one of you that would come to the archives and listen to the broadcast. I hope that you're strengthened. Please go. If you have any questions or need to reach out to me, you have several options. You may email me. Again, the email address is odds_against_you@yahoo.com, or you may call my confidential voicemail, 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. Or if you care to write, you can write me at Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. And if you desire prayer, please, 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 I am a prayer warrior. I don't mind praying. I don't mind praying on your behalf, on your family's behalf, or your children, your ministry, or anything that you have pressing in your spirit. Leave me a message. I promise I will get back with you. Please contact me so that we can pray. God bless you. And remember, no matter what the challenge, test, trial, you have the ability to endure because God has made a covenant promise with you. No matter how the battle, you still know that you have victory against all odds. If you have a prayer request or you have a comment and you want to speak, I have 6 minutes left. Press the one and I will open up your mic. You don't have to give your name, but if you have something to say or just an encouraging word to the body of Christ, or you want to elaborate on what you've heard, I am more than happy to allow you to have space. I do see a caller in the queue, and I don't call out the whole number. I just call out your last four digits. And if you would like to speak, you are more than welcome. If you don't have anything to say, you can just simply say not at this time, and then we can go ahead and close out the broadcast. Thank each and every one of you for calling that are in the chat room, that are that's in the studio. I do see I have one hand raised in the studio, and the last four digits are 7276. And let me open up your mic. Welcome to Victory Against All Odds. Caller, you are live on the air. Caller 7276. Do you have a comment, question?
Amen. I just want to just give an encouraging word. Amen. I just enjoyed hearing you speak, amen, and some of the things that you were saying are definitely true. I think where we are to our listeners tonight, I think that we're going into a age now where we've got to stay focused and centered in Christ Jesus today. I think there's a lot of things that are pulling on the people of God, such as this, financial distractions, relationship distractions, and a lot of things that the enemy is using to hinder the body of Christ today. And I think we're pressing in now to this time of the last day challenge of dispensation of time, where that we've really got to stay focused and centered in Christ Jesus. And I hope that those who are listening tonight will truly begin to press in even the more, because I think that right now there's so much going on with our government shut down. We've got animosity going on with our president and just so many other challenges going on that we've got to stay prayed up. And I really feel that if, you know, we can start doing that as a body of believers, and that our pastors and our evangelists and all our laymen out there could start focusing on pulling us together to stay focused, just in those little aspects that you were speaking on, it's very possible that we could do a lot more than what we're doing now. And mm-hmm. just wanted to say thank you for the word that you did give, and think that you're a blessing to the body of Christ and to so many people who listen to you.
God bless you as well, man of God, and you're so right. I believe truly that this is the spirit of distraction that would cause many believers to lose sight of where their help comes from and get us distracted. And so you're right, we need to remain focused, pull down our weapons, our artillery, because if we're not careful, we'll be consumed with the cares of the world and what's going on in government, knowing that God still is in control, even in all of that, and that nothing happens except that he allows it to be. And so I thank God for you and the words that you have shared with the body of believers, and hope and pray that they will take heed and recognize what it is, and so that we can move on and move forward and endure and press towards the mark of the high calling, and understand that in all things we still have victory in Christ Jesus. So thank you, man of God, again, for your promise. And would you like to pray us out?
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that opportunity. Father God, we thank you now, God. To every person that's listening now, Father God, under the sound of my voice, God, I just want you to instill a blessing just for those listeners tonight, God, who plugged in to hear the word of God come forth, Father God. And Father God, we just come before you humbly, God. You said we could come humble, Lord God, to the throne of grace, that we may find help and mercy in time of need, Father God. Father God, we just thank you tonight for all you have done, God, up until this very moment in time, God. God, we know that you are a merciful God, and God, without you, we can do nothing, God, nothing we can do without you, Father God. So tonight, God, as we come before you, God, we lay our hearts at your feet, God. We throw our crowns of work that we may soon see one day, God. We throw them back at your feet even before we even get there, God. Just to say thank you for working a work in us, God, and using these bodies, God, as living sacrifices to perform a work for you, Father God. Father God, we lay our hearts and our minds and our bodies to you, Father God, that you may use us in this last day dispensation, God, to bring forth your glory now, God. God, there's so many souls out here now that are wandering in the wilderness, God, even souls that know you, God, that are still wandering in the wilderness, God, of life, God, without knowing the purpose and the destiny, God, that you have so called them to do, God. So tonight, God, I ask that all our listeners, God, everybody under the sound of my voice, God, all those who plugged in, God, even those who have not even listened, God, that you will begin to touch now, God. Touch this body, God. Make us more of a consciousness, God, of the time frame that we're in right now, and that this last day is not about making money and millions of dollars, God, but God, by winning souls, God, and bringing them into the kingdom, that the kingdom will be advanced. God, bless the woman of God that brought forth forth the word tonight, God. Begin, God, even to do even a greater work. You say, greater work shall we do, God. So, God, I thank you for the greater anointing, God. I thank you for the kingly, queenly anointing, God, that you gave Deborah, God. I guess, God, I ask that you just bless her even the more with it, Father God. Father God, we thank you, God. God, I thank you now that you'll send your anointing from the east to the west, God. I loose it from the north to the south, God. God, that you will bring forth a deliverance, God, in our minds, God, that we will now choose, God. Choose as Adam chose to do something different that you had desired him to do, God, but you will bestow upon us an anointing to choose, God, to do that which you would desire us to do, God, because it's not about us, God. It's about you, Lord. And you said if we delight ourselves in you, God, you would give us those desires, but God, let them be godly desires, not the desires of worldliness, God, not the desires of fame and glory, God, and wealth, God, but of advancing your kingdom, God. And again, God, continue to bless the woman of God. And we so awesomely will be in your debt, Father God. We are now, God. And we thank you for grace and mercy tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, bless everybody listening, God, under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' mighty name, I decree it done now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, and thank you for that awesome, wonderful prayer. And so, men and women of God, we thank God for you tuning in, and for those that will listen to the archives in the coming days, weeks. We praise God for you. And we are going to go out because we know that our God is sovereign. We know that he is almighty and all-knowing. And so God bless you, men of God, as well. And may that you be strengthened in all that you do. And may you continue in the things of God, and that God will supply all your needs and your desires and your wants. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah, 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 he is sovereign, he is, he is sovereign, he is, thank you God for being sovereign. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me sing. He is.
He is
got everything in control. Every situation, yes, he does. Every problem. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Oh Lord, you know where our feet go. You know where we're headed. You know our destiny. You know.
good night. Thank you for joining us on Victory Against All Odds. Good night.